Get out of here, you damn purple dinosaur. I hate your face.
Well, good morning. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
Morning.
All right.
So we're just adding more streams to our online streaming extravaganza. So
OnlyFans on there yet?
Not yet. I don't know if that's an option on there.
They need StreamYard needs to put up an OnlyFans option.
Yeah, because what's nice is so we use this thing StreamYard, and we're able to kick it out to all our different things. So you can find us on YouTube. Just look for the Plan B Morning Show, Brock and Hunter. Subscribe to that. We're on Twitch, twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX. And then I decided to go live on Facebook. But maybe I shouldn't do that because then it doesn't get people over to our YouTube where we can make money if we ever do on this, with our tens of watchers.
Who knows? Who knows what we're doing and what we should be doing? Yeah. I don't know.
I know.
I'm not a YouTuber. I'm not the, the guy that you see in your recommended section. I mean, maybe we will be at some point, but
I don't see it happening, right? Of course, you look at what some people that are famous online for, and it's like, okay, I guess if they can be famous for that.
Somebody comes up to me the other day and says, hey, you know that guy on YouTube? And he's speaking of Mr. Beast. You know, Mr. Beast
gives away
millions of dollars, billions of dollars, it seems like.
Yeah.
He's like, is that real? Is he really giving that money away? He's giving random people $10,000, $50,000 at a time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes. That's how much money YouTube has. And that's one guy on YouTube. YouTube's paying multiple people.
It's not as lucrative as everyone think. Like, oh, I'm just going to start a YouTube channel. I'm a huge. No, you need like millions of subscribers. But when you get to that point, well, it's like that. The highest paid person on YouTube was that like 7-year-old kid, 8-year-old kid who does toy reviews.
He's got to be Mr. Beast right now, right?
No, I still think it's that kid. I think it's still that kid.
There's no way.
No,
it's definitely Mr. Beast. Because Mr. Beast is projected right now to make like, what was it? Like $500 billion or something stupid. Like at the rate he's going right now with his YouTube, God's money.
Okay, let's see.
The dude is made of gold.
Okay. I don't know. Why do I got to click on something every single time? All right, fine,
what's
whatever.
Mr. Beast worth?
Okay, so estimated annual earnings of select YouTube channel creators 2021 in millions of U.S. dollars. Mr. Beast, Jimmy Donaldson is number one. God, Jake Paul's number two. Ugh. Woof.
Yeah, make some money, man.
Yeah.
They do. And he fights. He makes money from fighting.
54 million is what he's expected to make, or is what he made in 2021.
Just in 2021.
That's crazy.
Off of YouTube, he goes around and he hands that money away. So this guy should be our president. I don't know if you know anything about Mr. Beast.
No.
But he's incredible.
I mean, other than his videos, they always come up in my recommended. Like, oh, watch this.
He opened up like food shelters. I can't remember how many food shelters. Well, and it's absolutely free.
People were just dogging him because he paid for like 1,000 people to get their eyesight corrected. Like he gave sight to like 1,000 blind people, and people were still dogging him. Like, Jesus. Yeah. All right. You know, here, this is what we need. This is how we get famous. Like right behind my shoulder should just be a chick sitting there with their
boobs
pushed together. Just sitting there. She doesn't have to say anything. Hey. And people
That's
click.
How you do it. I'm telling you these days.
And then on the video, exactly, the video screen grab, it'll be, you'll never believe what these two guys did. And just a girl with their boobs pushed together. And then we'll I want to find out. Is that girl going to be in the video? She never is.
She never is.
Son of a bitch. You got me. You got me. Anyway.
Watch till the end.
Yeah. Watch. You won't believe it. Watch till the end. I'm not watching till the end, all right? I'm not doing it.
I'm fast-forwarding.
You bastard. Anyway, well, long story short, go find us on Facebook, find us on YouTube, find us on Twitch. Get in on the fun. Comment. Have a good time with us for the next hour or so before we log off, because no one wants to look at our faces longer than that. So with that said, let's get to it. It's time for your Morning Dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it.
Pump it.
Oh, yeah, pump it. because it stinks. Real quick, before we get into some other stories, today is Opera Day.
That's terrible. All right, hey.
I'm just going to say this, and maybe it's because I'm an uncultured swine, but I just can't get in to opera. No matter what. I just can't do it. I know these people are
Don Giovanni. Come on. Helga and the big horned helmet.
Is that a thing, by the way?
I've never been. It is a thing. I've never been to an opera, but I must say, I kind of want to give it a shot. What if it's something? Because sometimes things live are a lot different.
True.
I'm not trying to back up opera here. It just sounds like a miserable 2 hours. But maybe there's something live about it.
Okay.
You know, you're in the cathedral. The sound is amazing. You really feel the build up, the anticipation of the voices. The
vibrato. You can feel it in the seats.
You know?
Why is every opera singer like
350 pounds?
You got to have that hardiness.
You got to have the diaphragm.
Yeah, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Obviously super talented people, you know. Mario Bocelli, fantastic. The guy's got pipes on him. I'm not taking anything away from that. I just don't understand. I don't know the words because they're usually singing like Italian or Latin or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And two, it's just so stuffy. Like if I could go there in like some board shorts and flip flops and a Hawaiian shirt, but I don't want to do the tux and I don't want to be sitting in there.
You have a tux and a monocle.
Right.
That's what you need.
And a top
hat. One of those little single monocular thing.
And a cane with an illegal ivory top part on it right there, like a handle right there.
So, yes. So you're saying I got to dress up like the Monopoly guy. Is that?
You must be the Monopoly guy. You're not Pascal. You know? Maybe I do need to try it in my, because the last time I went to the opera was, I believe, for a school field trip in like 7th grade, and I fell asleep.
Took you to an opera for school?
Yeah, it was
terrible.
That was actually for all the bad kids. That was our punishment. They took us to the opera. All right, you guys.
Is there anything else we can do?
Literally anything else. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, just take us back to school. I don't care that it's a field trip.
Seriously.
I don't care that it's a field trip day, and I got a special Lunchable, the one with the Capri Sun. Not worth it.
Just shoot hoops for the rest of the day or something.
You're going to sit here and listen to that fat guy sing in Italian. Ave Maria. Damn it. Anyway, so maybe we need to try it. Maybe now that I'm more mature, I might enjoy it. But right now, though, I don't know.
You never know.
Moving on from opera to Guy Fieri, because I don't know how to transition out of that. Celebrity chef Guy Fieri is trying to set a new world record at Sunday's big game. He's planning the world's largest tailgate party outside Glendale State Farm Stadium. They expect about 10,000 people to show up. There will be 20 restaurant pop-ups and live performances from Diplo and Low Cash.
Wow.
Admission is free, but the food won't be. So, Fieri, yes.
At what point has it become just a party? I mean, is it really a tailgate?
I mean, maybe because of where you're at. Yeah.
It's the biggest tailgate in the world. No, this is a concert. You can't just put your tailgate down and be like, this is the biggest tailgate.
you got one truck tailgate down.
You got one truck tailgate down.
You got a tailgate going on over here. Yeah. I don't know.
Sounds fun, though. Sounds like a good time.
The main reason I bring this up mostly is because, can the world just finally admit that Guy Fieri's an awesome guy? Like, I just feel like he's been dogged so bad.
Has he been dogged?
Like so many people, because he's got this spiked neon blonde hair, and you know he's just.
Here's the thing, though. The
flame shirt and the crazy chin strap.
Just imagine him though, shaving the chin beard, not dyeing his hair. Like, who are you, man?
I like that he looks crazy. Like I like that he just like he's got the flame bowling shirt and you know and the that what's he say. Flavortown? Welcome to Flavortown?
I don't know. I don't watch much of Guy Fieri, but...
That's a catchphrase right there. Welcome to Flavortown? Like, that's my kind of guy right there.
You know?
I wish... Maybe the world isn't dogging him.
Who's better, that guy or the man versus food guy?
Man versus food. Who is that? Adam whatever his name is.
Adam something. Yeah.
You know who got too much credit? And I don't want to be a dick because he's dead. Anthony Bourdain, right? Anthony Bourdain just kind of seemed like smug. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know
much about him either.
Yeah.
Really?
He was the one that traveled around and, you know, they wrote a book, but I don't know. He just seemed kind of smug. And again, I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but I feel like I'd rather party with Guy Fieri than Anthony Bourdain, you know?
Seems fun. He's putting on the biggest tailgate in the world.
Right there. Guy Fieri. Just look for the guy with the spiky hair and the visor. That's how you find him. That's
how does he still have hair, by the way?
Bleaching it like he has. Either it is fake hair and the visor is just, it's one of those visor hair hats, you know, that you put on.
You're right.
That you wear to tailgates. It's that, or I don't know, he's got good jeans and he can handle all that bleach. Lastly, okay, so opera, Guy Fieri. Let's end with sharks. Florida is now the sharks in the water. Sharks swimming around in the water. Florida is now the shark bite capital of the world. According to a tally by the University of Florida's International Shark File, the Sunshine State accounts for nearly a third of all unprovoked shark attacks on the planet. Last year... Here's a shark.
My leg bit off. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you.
What?
Not scared of sharks at all. Let me tell you why.
What?
So I'm never putting myself in this situation to get eaten by a shark, period. So
you're not scared of them because you're keeping your ass out of the ocean.
Hey, the moment a shark grows legs, comes up on land and is chasing me, that's when I start being fearful of sharks. But until then, I'm just not going in the ocean. I'm fine.
What was the cartoon with the sharks? What was that one?
Street Sharks.
Street Sharks.
Badass, dude. Badass.
Always had like the cut off like pants,
ripped shark. Yeah, had like the handheld, the puppet things, you know, Street Sharks.
Anyway, Florida logged a total of 57 shark bites around the world. Florida has 57 logged in. Florida had 16 of them. So that's the most out of the 57 around.
16 too many, man.
Yeah.
It is terrifying. I mean, you know what's terrifying about it is you can't see to the bottom.
Yeah.
It's just it's just a big glare.
Well, and there's
big body of water, and you don't know what's underneath that.
And there's you sit there like a bobber. Yeah, there's nothing you can do. You're in their world. So even if, like all those people, you just got to punch them in the nose. Shut up. Like, I'm going to have the wherewithal if I'm floating around.
You're supposed to punch them in the
nose. Just bobbing around in the water, just waiting for this thing that has not evolved.
Coming out of the abyss.
A billion years because it hasn't had to, because it's the perfect apex predator. And I'm in his territory, man.
Get me on the boat.
That's what's scary. Even on a boat, man.
You see the video of that? It's like some girl and she got a GoPro and she's filming her friend above water, and then she dunks the camera underneath and there's a massive whale shark right there in front of her.
Like, that just gave me like goosebumps. Just you
seriously? Yeah. Through the video, you're like,
I tell you what, when I see a video and I see the camera start going under, I turn it off because I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
It goes underwater, and there's a building of an animal right in front of you.
I still feel that if I'm at an inland lake, all right? If I'm in a freshwater inland lake, I'm still like, there's a shark in here. There's a shark just waiting. Yeah.
Seaweed touches your foot. What do you do? I love that. No. You were screaming like a child.
You turn into Jesus, and you are on top of that water.
You are running.
You are gone. But, yeah, so... But to be fair, okay, let's end it with this, because I think we all agree we don't want to be bit by a shark, but if anybody is going to get bit by sharks, it should be Floridians, all right? It should be, like, if sharks are going to snuff out anyone, take a few people from Florida out, all right? That's what you should do.
A few white hairs already at the end of their time anyway.
Yeah, look, you got that super tan old lady who's out there on a floaty, all right? She's out there...
So you look like a cooked sausage floating around up there.
You got Nana, who's retired down in Florida. She's sitting on a floaty, sipping a Mai Tai. If the shark takes her, the shark takes her. She's had a good life. All right.
You look like a seal, a floating seal.
You're good.
You know that video from Discovery Channel when the shark slams that seal and goes like 45 feet up into the air?
You got Nana out there looking. You got Nana looking like a baby seal. Where's Mama Seal? Oh, that's an appetizer right there.
Jeez, man. You're a chicken nugget to that.
Hang up. Sharks in the water.
It's terrifying.
Anyway, all right. I think we've covered a lot. We got opera, we got Guy Fieri, and we got Nana looking like a baby seal and delicious.
Just floating around,
just
man.
Delicious. Hey, at least you get a Cadillac out of it after she dies.
Yes. Floating down the road, man, in that caddy. Thanks, Nana.
Yep. Thanks, Nana. And you just think of her every time. You think about that horrible shark attack that took place that got you in that Cadillac. Yep.
Got that 84 Cadillac, though.
Worth it. Worth it. I mean, I miss her every day. That shark ruined, just destroyed her. But
gas tanks behind the emblem. You know, one of those old school caddies.
Oh, because there Nana got eaten by a shark. All right, that is your morning dump. We will be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.